Hey everybody, Andy Cavernan here with another Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. You know, one of the things that I really enjoy, it's no secret if you know me, is sports. I really enjoy watching sports. I enjoy the drama surrounding sports. For me, I'm a big Vikings fan. I know not popular here in central Wisconsin, and yet it's true. And so almost every day I'm reading or listening to something about the Vikings, even in the off season. And of course, for the Vikings, this is a season where our quarterback has left. And so we're projected to draft high in the draft to try to get a quarterback of the future and maybe lead us to that, you know, elusive Super Bowl that we've never been to in my lifetime, certainly never won as a franchise. I keep hoping against hope that that's going to happen. And as I think about sports, I think about football, one of the things I admire about athletes is their dedication. You know, you look at some of the elite athletes of the world, and whether you're a Packers fan or a Vikings fan, you have to appreciate that the ones that are truly elite, that sort of get it done in ways that others don't, they live, eat, and breathe what they do. They live out their identity as an athlete, and whether it's in the main part of the season or in the off season, they're constantly taking care of their bodies. They're constantly watching what they ingest. They're constantly exercising. They're constantly rehabbing. They're constantly living out of their identity as a basketball player or a football player or a baseball player or whatever it may be. And it reminds me, in the aftermath of the resurrection, here we are on the Monday after Easter Sunday, and we've been reminded of this amazing miracle of the resurrection and this amazing life that we've been invited into in Jesus Christ, this amazing new identity we have as those who've gone from the old to the new. 1 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, the old has gone and the new has come, and this is where we are. Well, in today's Bible reading, in Colossians chapter 3, Paul is encouraging the church, hey, in the light of who you are, in light of who you are, live out your identity. And we might think of it, you know, like an athlete who lives constantly according to their calling, according to their identity as an athlete. We're called to live constantly according to our identity as those who've been resurrected with Christ in glory. And so listen to what Paul says here in Colossians chapter 3. It's pretty incredible. He says, if then you have been raised with Christ, implying you have, if you put your faith in Christ, you've been raised with him. He says, if that's true, and it is, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. If you've been raised with Christ, seek the things that are a part of having been raised with him. Seek the things that are above. He says, set your minds, on verse 2, on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. What's Paul saying here? He's saying, look, since you've been raised with Jesus, act like it. Think about the things that are of the Lord. Set your mind on heaven. Set your mind on who God is. Set your mind on that which is glorious. And friends, here's the deal. We live in a world that's constantly trying to drag our vision down. We live in a world that's constantly trying to point out all of the ugliness, all of the yuckiness, the debauchery, all of the stuff of this world that's a downer. But what Paul says is, look, if you're in Christ, look up. What do you see? You see a resurrected Savior. You see a King. You see the one who sets the world on fire in ways that bring glory and honor to him, in ways that draw us to himself, in ways that go and prepare for us a place for us in glory. Paul says, look, don't let your eyes go down. Set your vision up. Look up and see God there. Act like who you are. Act as one who's been raised from death to life. And then he says in verse 5, he says, put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you. Okay? If you're to act like you've been one who's raised, then put to death, have nothing to do with what is earthly before you. And then he lists several things: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Friends, one of the old language ways to translate this verse is mortify the flesh. Put to death that which is not of above, that which is not part of your identity. I think about an athlete. They're constantly putting to death junk food. They're constantly putting to death lethargy, laziness. They're constantly fighting against their flesh in a way that helps them to live out of their calling. Friends, in the same way, we're to do that in Christ. And yet here's the difference between us and perhaps a professional athlete. For us, we have the resource of the Holy Spirit, and we have grace. And so friends, living out our calling is not a means of white-knuckling buckling our faith. It's not a means of just managing ourselves in ways that make us into something that we're not. No, it's living out of the identity that's been purchased for us by the cross. It's living out of the power of the Spirit that equips us to live as God has for us. Friends, I don't know about you, but there are times in my life where it's easy to look down. It's easy to get focused on the things that are below. But friends, as one who's been raised with Christ into the newness of life, my desire is to look up, to live out of what's already been purchased for me. And friends, I challenge you to do this same. On this Easter Monday, as we head into life beyond Easter, let's live according to what's been done for us. Let's live in the newness of life. God bless you, friends. Have a great day. And Lord willing, we'll see you again soon on the Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional.